Today she is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin. I'm an Aleph on the top line. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav. L'olam al yavi adam atzmo l'idei nesayin. A person should avoid putting himself into a situation where he shall be tested. Shreidav HaMelech Yisrael hevi atzmo l'idei nesayin. That's something that David HaMelech did. V'nichshal. And when he was tested, he actually failed. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloim, Mebnei Ma Omrim Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Ve'en Omrim Elokei David. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that it wasn't, the Barsha says, it wasn't that David HaMelech requested that that should happen during his lifetime. Because the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachad Shmoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put his name on people who are still alive. His question was that after he passed away, his name should be there. And the reason he said so is because right now we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, explains the Taras Chaim, those are three. But we know that a table, a chair, really is supposed to have four legs to stand on. And therefore, David HaMelech's question was, let me be the fourth leg. Moreover, explains the Maral, the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were forefathers. They were the ones that established Klal Yisrael. What David HaMelech was asking for, that he should be the one that should establish Malchus based Ovid, we're learning in our Perek so extensively about Mashiach, and his request was that he should be the fourth leg representing Malchus based Ovid, representing Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Inu Mintzimli, they were tested and passed. Vatloi Mintzisli, would you were not test? Am Lefonov, to which David HaMelech says, Ribbono Shloilem, Becheni V'Neseni, test me. Shenemar, Becheni Hashem V'Neseni, a Pasuk Tehillim. Am Lefonov, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Menisn Loch, I shall test you. V'Avin Milse Badoch, I will do something with you, for you. The Latula did Hinu, that they, the Avos HaKadoshim, when I tested them, I did not inform them prior to the test. Vila no kamadon aloch, I will inform you what I'm doing. The Menisn aloch b'dvar evra. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says the test is going to be regarding an issue that reflects, morality. But he, and the pasuk says, "Miyad v'hileis erev yakum David mal mishkavoi." It's at night, and David HaMelech gets off his bed, can't sleep, and he goes to the roof of the palace, and he sees across the road a woman taking a shower who's very beautiful. Amar Rav Yehuda shahapach mishkavoi shalayla mishkavoi shalayim. He normally people have relations with their wife by day, by night he would have it by day. And why did David HaMelech do so? So explains the Gemara, the reason David HaMelech did so, because he forgot the halacha. He thought by doing so by day, he'll satisfy his desire. But actually, the facts are, a person has yesh ba'adam, a person does have this desire. Masbi'ai, if a person satisfies it, then rav. The more you satisfy those desires, the more likely you're going to want to have more desire. So he thought by having relations by day, he was doing a smart thing. But actually, for David HaMelech, it wasn't necessarily the right thing. It says the Gemara, so the Pasuk says, V'yishalach al-gag beis HaMelech v'yar isha rechetzis mal-agog. He saw a woman showering on the roof. V'isha tov marim oid, and the woman was most beautiful. Basheva, he saw Basheva ra kachayfi reisha tusichalsa. He saw Basheva was washing herself next to a beehive. In other words, for tznius purposes, she was taking this shower next to the beehive, so she should not be in any way exposed. Also satna, so the satna came idmalei kitzipur. And he looked, and he disguised himself as a bird. And the Ben Yoyad explains, why is she compared to a bird? So he said, just like we find that Moshe Rabbeinu's wife was called Tzipora, because Tzipora represents Tahara, somebody who is a Metzora, brings a Tzipor to become Tahar. Bathsheba was being Metar herself that night. And what we also learn, he goes on to explain, that David HaMelech, the Chazal teach us, did this because of to teach the world the power of tshuva. And therefore the tzipor, which is part of the tshuva, was what happened here. And that opens up an entire new discussion. The Shailos Tshuvos or Har Tzvi or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. He says that he discusses this situation where David HaMelech requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be tested. But what happened from that test is, as we know, the David HaMelech was ultimately punished because of that test. And he quotes the pasuk that we say every day in Ashrei, where the pasuk says, "Ritzoyin yirei of Yasa, v'shavosam yishma v'yoshiyem." And of course, the pasuk is a difficult pasuk to understand. If Ritzoyin yirei of Yasa, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what we ask of him, why is it necessary to say afterwards, "V'shavosam yishma v'yoshiyem"? And he explains, because sometimes we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, we are convinced that what we're asking for is the best thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's really best for us. Ritzayin Rev Yasa, because we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for certain things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. But afterwards we realize what we asked for is really not that great. And that's what happened here. Ritzayin Rev Yasa, David HaMelech asked to be tested, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we are learning now, indeed tested him. But what happened because of that test, we also know. Darsh says the Gemara, Miyad as Satan idmelik at Tziporta, so the Satan looks like a bird. Pasuk beg gira, he threw an arrow, pasuk lechalse, which took away this beehive, which served as a barrier, and Igla v'chazia, like that, he was able to see her as she was washing herself. Miad says the pasuk further, v'yishlach David v'yidrish l'isha. David HaMelech wants to find out, who is this woman? V'yomer, they said, haloiza b'sheva b'saliyom. This woman is b'sheva b'saliyom. Eishas uriachiti. V'yishlach David malachim. V'yikuchav v'tavay l'v'yishkemo. V'yimiskadeshes metumasa. He had relations with her after she was tahor, the tashav abesa, and then she went back home. V'an d'ksiv, b'chanta libi b'karata laylo, tzraftani bal timtza, samoysi bal yavapi, omam, echoz mom enough upume demand the son alay, I wish that I had a muzzle around my mouth, v'loyama kahalmilsa, and I wouldn't have asked for such a thing. And that's what the Mashal explains. L'chol levat chatasi. My aveira is only aveira between ben adam l'makam. It's not really considered an aveira, because as the Gemara says, that kol ha'yotzam melchemes beis David, any person that went out to a war in melchemes beis David, get krisis kosov lishtoi, he would write a get for his wife. So she was technically not married. But even though she was not married, still people thought she was married, and what he did was not necessarily the right thing to do. Darsh Rav Amadik Siv, the pasuk says, "Lamatzeich leDavid ba Hashem chasisi eich taimer lenafshi nude harchem tzipper." Amad Davul Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribono Shel Olam, mechali alay saven, please forgive me for that sin." That the people shouldn't say, Har Shebechem, the king, who's like the mountain, Tzipa Nadata, what caused him to do the Aveira was just a bird. Because of that one little bird, he came to do an Aveira. Darsha v'madik siv, l'chol levat chachatasi, v'rabbe nechas isi, l'man titztak b'dvarecha, Tiska b'shaftecha. Am double for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gali v'yadei kamach. You are well aware, the boy l'michre l'yitzachad have a kafina. If I wanted to overcome my yitzahara and not have relations with Bat Sheva, I would be able to do so. El Amina, I said, the le'am nezach l'mare. I didn't do so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to test me. And as if you were saying that I am stronger than you. And in order that nobody should chas v'shalom say that, I am satisfied with what happened. Darash Rav Amai d'ksiv, Kani l'tzela nochoin, u'machoy v'ineg d'samid, says the Gemara, Ruya ba'sheva ba'saliyam, l'dovid m'sheshish mei b'reishis. She should have been his wife from Sheshish mei b'reishis. El Shabo elav b'machoy, it would have come, like any couple gets married. And here it came through difficulties and didn't come straight. And I saw that the Sefer Be'er Sheva asks a question. Here it says that Batsheva was supposed to be his wife from the creation of the world. But doesn't the Gemara Masech the Soita Daf Beis teach us that Abayim Yom Kodem Yetzias of Lad, just before the child is born, that's when they say who's going to marry, who's going to marry. So it's not 40 days. So the Sefer Batsheva says, Sefer Be'er Sheva explains, who one is destined to marry is from the beginning of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with all of the generations that will exist in the world. The bas kol that comes out and announces the shidduch is only 40 days before the actual birth. V'chein tani b'Rav Shmuel, Ruya ha'yisod David b'Sheva b'Saliyam, they should have gotten married. Ashachl paga, they ate it like a fruit that you're going to eat, but you eat when it's still not ripe. Darash Rava, Maidik sivasalei somchu v'nesfu, nesfalei neichim, leidat dikar v'leidamu. Amidamu f'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shelam, gol v'idul f'necho, shemekarim b'sarai, if they rip my body, leidamu sh'yosech. No blood would come out. As we often say, when somebody embarrasses someone else, they cause all of the blood in his body to get absorbed in the body. Furthermore, b'shem shemoyskim b'arba mitzvos bezdin, when they're discussing which mitzvos bezdin I'm supposed to have, poiskim b'nishmas nosam, when we're learning the halachas of what happens if somebody does an aveira, the halachas that we've been learning in our masechta, what Mises Bezdin is that individual that is chayiv. Paiskim Mishnosim, they would interrupt their learning violently. David, Habal Eishasish, if somebody has relations with an Eishasish, Bameh, and that was a way of taunting me because they knew that I had relations with Bat Sheva. Amatilhem, and I would say back to them, Habal Eishasish, as we've learned, if somebody has relations with an Eishasish, the Misa that is chayiv, and Mises Chenek. However, after that happens, V'yesh l'chelik l'olam haba, halav olam haba. Aval, hamal b'pnei chaveri b'rabim, somebody embarrasses somebody else, en l'chelik l'olam haba. He won't have a shi'an olam haba. So you are in a worse place than I. So Rishonim ask a question that the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia daf nun ches omebeis teaches us, the kol hayardim l'gehenim, anyone who ends up in Gehenim, olam emenu, ultimately will come out of Gehenim. Besides three people, Hamachan Hashem l'chaveroi, somebody who calls his friend by a name, Hamal b'pnei chaver b'rabim, somebody who embarrasses someone publicly, v'abal eishasish, and somebody has relations. So we see, as Tosfos, that Hamal b'pnei chaveroi and abal eishasish are equivalent. So why are you saying that they're not? So Tosfos answers, the Alpam B'Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim doesn't leave Gehenim until after 12 months. And even after 12 months, he doesn't have a share of Olam Haba. Someone who has relations with an Eishes Ish is in Gehenim for 12 months, but after those 12 months, he'll have a share in Olam Haba. Ritva says that indeed, somebody's Baal Eishes Ish doesn't have a share on Olam Haba. But this situation is not your typical situation of Hamalvan Pnecha of Habal Eshesish. For as we're going to say, as we've been learning in our Shir, she was an individual that wasn't necessarily an Eshesish. She at most might have been a Suffolk Eshesish. So when does an Habal Eshesish, says the Ritva, have the same rule as a Malvan Pnecha Ve'Berabim? That's when she's a full fledged Eshesish. But if she's not a full fledged Eshesish, then she doesn't have, then this rule of Habal Eshesish doesn't apply. Another pshat is that somebody who is Baal Eshesish, tshuva and Yisurim will help, not necessarily for Amalvan Pnei Chaver Barabim. Amar Yudah Marav, Afil B'Shas Kola Shal David, even when David was unfortunately ill, Kiyim Shemon Esher Oynes, he still had relations with his 18 wives. Shnema, Yogati Ban Chosoi, Asch B'Cholayla Metosi, B'Demosi Arshi Emsa, that he had relations with his wife because he wanted to show that even though he's not well, he's still able to fulfill his obligations to, he's still fulfilling his obligation that he has to his wife. That what we see from here, says the Ein Yaakov, that David HaMelech did tshuva, as we're learning throughout our shir, David HaMelech did tshuva. But the halacha, when we speak about tshuva, is that tshuva is only effective ba'oisamakam under the same circumstances. If somebody does an aveira and he does tshuva in the same circumstances as which he did the aveira, that is considered a proper tshuva. So if we think about David HaMelech, and we think about David HaMelech getting ill, so then one can make an argument that David HaMelech got ill. And because he got ill, that's why he was, the tshuva is not a real tshuva, because he wasn't in the same place as he was when he did the Aveira. Teaches us the Gemara that David HaMelech still had relations with 18 wives every day. So obviously he was still in the same place as he was previously, and that's why his tshuva should be considered a sincere tshuva. Says the Mavam Rabbi Yudah Marav, Bikish David Lavad Avodah Zarah. David HaMelech wanted to act as if he was worshipping Avodah Zarah. So of course, how can one suggest that David HaMelech wanted to do that? So the Yad Ramah explains, as we've said previously in our Masechta, that if one Chas V'Sholem worships Avodah Zarah, but the way he worships Avodah Zarah is in a way that his heart is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not considered worshipping Avodah Zarah. Another pshat that I saw, the Mashah suggests, that when Avshalom rebelled against David, David HaMelech wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, in Masechta Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the Kol Ador B'Chutz La'aretz, anyone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, is K'misha Oved Avodas Kechavim. And therefore, it wasn't Avodah Zarah as we think of Avodah Zarah. Shnem Avihib David Ba'ad Arosh, Ashi Yishtach V'Shom Le'elekim, Vein Rosh, when the Pasuk says Rosh, it means Avodah Zarah, Shnevu Hu B'Tzalmi Reish Dehav Toiv. The Pasuk in Daniel is speaking about Avodah Zarah, and he uses the word Reish. V'hinei L'Kros HaChushi Arki Kuru Ketantoi V'Adoma Arosh. Chushi Arki comes to visit David, and he's wearing his coat, his clothing are torn, and he has earth on his head. Amalei David. He said to David, you want to act as if you're worshipping Avodah Zarah? Yoimru, Melech Kamoyscha Yavad Avodah Zarah. Do you want that people should say that a king like you worshipped Avodah Zarah? Amalei, says the Gemara, and is it better that people should say, Melech Shekamoyscha Yagena Benoi, that my son Avshalom rebelled against me and was going to kill me? And therefore he said, Mutav Yavad Avodah Zarah. It would be better that I should worship Avodah Zarah. V'yischal Hashem Shemayim B'Feresia, I want to worship Avodah Zarah because by my worshiping Avodah Zarah, people will not say terrible things about me and about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends. And the Malbim gives a context to this story, to this Gemara. He says that there was once a king that one of his, who was a very cruel king. And as soon as anyone did something against him, he right away put him to death. So there was once one of his servants who spilled some liquid on the table. As soon as the king saw this that happened, given the king's temperament, he right away he was very upset. What did the servant do? He took a whole pitcher and poured it on the table. And that got the king even angrier. And the king asked him, why did you do this? He said, because I really love you and I really respect you. And I don't want people to think badly about you. So he said, if I would just accidentally poured something from a cup on a table, people will say, and then you'll punish me as is your style, people will say that there's something very wrong with this individual. But if I deliberately poured an entire pitcher on the table, and then the king gets upset, then people won't be surprised at what you did. So what I did was out of my great respect and love to you. Here too, David HaMelech said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him, and people are not going to realize what happened here. And people are going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu act towards David HaMelech in such a fashion? So David HaMelech, out of his great Kvod Shemayim, went out of his way to do something which seemed not understandable, just to protect the Kvod Shemayim. Amr. So, continues the Gemara. So, Chushi Aki asked David HaMelech, my time to confess Yifas Torah. We find that David HaMelech married Yifas Torah, and that was the woman from whom Avshalom was born. Amalei. So, David HaMelech responds, Yifas Torah, Rechman Asharye. Because the Torah says, a man may marry your fast tire. Amalei, to Chushi Aki says to David, Ladash Smuchim, yes, the Torah says that a man may marry your fast tire. But what does the Pasuk say right afterwards? The Samachlai, afterwards, the Torah says, Kiyilish ben Sayer Mara. After the Torah talks about your fast tire, the Torah says, the Parsha ben Sayer Mara, of Kiyilish ben Sayer Mara, called Nice your fast tire. If somebody marries your fast tire, Yeshla ben Sayer Meirah, that is what happens. And as Rashi explains, yes, the Torah says that a man is allowed to marry your fast tire. And why does the Torah say that one may marry your fast tire? The reason the Torah says that one may marry your fast tire is because the Torah recognizes Dibur Torah kineged Yetzer Hara. The Torah recognizes that if one will not be allowed to marry a Yifas Torah, then who knows what he's going to do. But that doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. And therefore, David HaMelech was told, you should not have married the Yifas Torah. And by you marrying the Yifas Torah, what happened, and now you're going to have to suffer with having a son like Avshalom. Darish Rav Dostoy Demin Biri. Pasuk says, "Lamad David Doimim." How do we understand what happened with David HaMelech at that time? Soicher Kuti. There was a person who was a soicher. That what he used to do is that he used to, anything that he would do, anything he was about to buy, he would damage. So like that, he would get the price of what he was going to buy come at a lower price. How could one avoid doing averus? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be meichel you on aver that you do b'shoigik. So now David says, ministers nakeini, do be meichel me on averus that I do privately, even if I do them b'mezid, but nobody sees. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shvikilach, I'll be meichel you on those averus too. Then David HaMelech says, even averus that I did b'mezid publicly, please be meichel me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shvikilach, I'll be meichel you on them too. Then David HaMelech says, al yim shlubi oiz esa, deloishtaba rabbonin, in the future generations, people should not speak about me in a negative way and focus on my averus. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him as well, Shvikilach. In the case of Pesharov, Shlo Yichtov Surchoini, the story of Bathsheba should not be recorded in Nach. Amalai, that Hashem says, if Efsha, that I can't do. Because I have already decided to put this in Nach. Umay Yud Shunatalti Misarai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this a step further. I took the Yud from Sarai's name to make it into Sarah. And the reason I saw the Mefarshim explain is as long as there was no Yud in Sarai's name, so we only had a Hay in Avram's name, and the shame, the name which a couple are able to have children, is when you have a Yud and a Hay together. Here, that wasn't happening. So it says, Ma Yud Shunatati Masari, and I had to make her name into Sarah. I had to give it a Hay, because Ish V'Isha, the Hay of the Isha, is what makes her have children. Oymer V'Tzmeh Kamashonim was upset, Achibah Yeshua V'Saftiloy, until I gave that name, that extra letter to Yeshua. Shenema, as we know, the Pasuk says that Yud that was waiting, V'Yikra Moshe L'Shoy Banun Yeshua, Kol Parsha Kula, this whole Parsha that speaks about the Avera of David HaMelech, I cannot just, Alach's Kama Kama, I just can't erase. Says the Gemara, in the case of Pasharov, Amal Fana Bosh Loilam, Mechali Al Oysav and Kula, please be Michael on the Vera Batsheva. Amalai, Kva Osset Shlom Bin Chalem Vachach Mosai, your son Shlom is going to say in Mishlei, Hayachate Ish Eish Bechekoi, if somebody's going to be poking around with fire, Ubegodav Loi Tesrafna, and his garment won't be burned, if somebody walks on coals, and his feet won't get burnt, somebody who is involved with an Eishes Ish will have to be punished. That if that's the case, that he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was saying about himself that if you can't be Michael on the Avera, what should happen? I want to be able to come. So explains the Ben Yoyod to Olam Haba. Omle, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's a way that it could be solved. Kibaloch Yisurim, accept Yisurim, and if you accept Yisurim, you'll be able to come, the Kibaloch, you'll be able to come to Olam Haba. Omre Yehuda, Omre Rav, Shish Chadashim Tzitar David, for 6 months, David HaMelech was a Metzaira, and the Stalkim and a Shechina, and he lost the Shechina. Upershurim and the Sanhedrin stayed away from him. The Tzitar of the Ksiv, Tachdieni be'ezov atar, Tachbiseni be'eshelag albim. The Stalkim and a Shechina, the Ksiv, Ashivali sosin yishecha, V'ruach nedovah sismecheni. Upershurim and the Sanhedrin, Ksiv, Yishuvali yirecha, the Yirei Hashem should join me again, the members of the Sanhedrin. Ask the Gemara Shisha Chadashim Nolan, how do we know that this was for a duration of 6 months? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayomah Hashem Melech David al Yisrael, Abaram Shana Bechevrin, Melech Shevashanim, in Chevrin he was king for 7 years, Yishlai Melech Shloy Shiv Vishalashanim, 33. So 33 plus 7 equal 40. The Ksiv, but the other Pasuk said, Bechevrin Melech al Yehuda Shevashanim, V'shish Chadashim, V'anish Chadashim, Loi Kachashiv. It doesn't speak about those 6 months. What do we see from here? Shmaminon Etztara. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, that even though the story with Bathsheba actually happened in Yerushalayim, not in Chevron, the point is that here he says he was king for 40 years, and here it says he was 40 years and 6 months. What are the missing 6 months? The missing 6 months are from the years that David HaMelech, the missing 6 months are from those years that he was a Metzora. Amal Fanav continues the Gemara, Rabbanu Shalom Mechali, Alois Oven. So he asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu to please be Meichel me on the Avera, the same Ois L'Toiva, and show a sign, the year of Sinai v'Yevoshu, Kata Hashem Azartani v'Necham Tani. Amaloi, to which the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Adai B'Chayecha, while you are still alive, any medea. I can't show that. Avalayim medea, I will show this after you, b'chai bin shalom b'ch, after you pass away. Says, so I saw the Mefarshim explain a number of explanations. One is, as long as a person's alive, he's not certain that he will not do an Aveira again. Once he's not here, he will not do an Aveira again. Another pshat that I saw is because Shlomo HaMelech was the son of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, so by him having this nes, which we're going to see, it's a proof that he will have Mechilas Avonos. Another pshat that I saw is that the fact that David HaMelech was Nifter, that Misa was a part of the Kapara, and after he passed away, his Kapara was complete. Says the Gemara, B'shar Shabbat and Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, B'kish Lahachnas Aron Beis Kachay Kachim, he wanted to put the Aron into Kachay Kachim, but says the Gemara, Dafka Sharam Zeh B'zeh, and the doors did not want to let it in. The Pasuk Pshat is because the width of the Aron was 10 Amos, and the width of the door was 10 Amos, something which is exactly 10 Amos wide cannot fit through an opening that was 10 Amos wide. The other pshat in the Gemara is that the doors just didn't want to open and let him in. Amar Esra Bar Renonis. Shlomo HaMelech said 24 tefillas that the doors should open, but still v'lay nenam. Amar Sushar Meshech V'inosu Peschei Oilam V'yavim Melech HaKovid Miza Melech HaKovid Hashem Izu Zagiba Hashem Giba Mecholam Mechama V'nam Sushar Meshech V'su Peschei Oilam V'yavim Melech HaKovid, and still v'lay nenam, the doors did not open. However, Kim Shama Hashem Elokim Atoshe Pnei Mishichecha Zochr L'chazdei Dover Avdecha B'yad Nena. Then the door opened up. B'yos Hashem, because the doors only opened because of David's name being mentioned. Says the word B'yos Hashem, at that moment, Nefchu Pnei Soyni Melech Soyni Dover Kishul Ekeira. The faces of David HaMelech's turn like black, like the bottom of a pot. V'yadu Kol Yisrael, and at that point, all of Klal Yisrael recognized Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel him, Eloisa Oven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel for that Aveira. The Pasuk says, Noida B'Sharim Bala. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Noida B'Sharim, when the doors were closed, and then they opened up in Zchus of David, at that moment, Noida B'Sharim, everybody recognized that Bala, that David HaMelech was truly supposed to be Bathsheba's husband. Because if, as we're learning, the Aveira with David HaMelech was not, the Aveira that David HaMelech did was truly an Aveira, then he didn't deserve that the door should open up. If we find that the doors did open up, it must be because David and Bathsheba were legitimately married. Says the Gemara Gechsi. The Gemara continues and says that we learned in the Mishnah, Gechsi are from individuals, the Eilech Chelek Amba. The Pasuk says, V'yelech Elisha Damesek. The Pasuk says, Elisha went to Damesek. Ask the Gemara, Lehecha Azul, why did he feel the need, ask the Gemara, to go to Damesek? Amar Abiyakan Shahach, Lehachse Gechsi B'tshuva. He wanted to get Gechsi to do tshuva v'lechazer. Amalei Chazabach, David HaMelech, Elisha says to Gechsi, do tshuva. Amalei Kach Mekublani Mimcha, he says, I learned from you, Hachoyta or Machdes Rabbi Amos speaking beyond the last of tshuva. Somebody does a type of Aveira that he caused other people to do an Aveira, the halacha is that Ein Machzir Lev Tshuva, he doesn't get the schus to do tshuva. Because, explains Rashi in Pirkei Avos, because if somebody caused other people to do an Aveira, and then he does tshuva, it will turn out that he will be in Olam Haba, but the people who he advised to do Aveiras are going to be in Gehenim, and that doesn't work. Another pshat, as the Taisus Yontov explains there, is that somebody who's a chaytim, in order to be able to do tshuva, is you have to have siyata d'shmaya. And a person who's a chaytim machdas a rabbim doesn't get that special siyata d'shmaya. And I think it could be explained through what the Mashal says. The Mashal says that every time somebody does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. And every time, chas v'shalom, somebody does an avera, he creates a malach. And those malachim become powerful. But if somebody does an avera where he's chayto machdas a rabbim, think about all the averas that he created. It's not just that he created one malach, he created numerous malachs and malachim. And because he created so many malachim, then there's no choice but for him to be significantly punished. Says the Gemara, my Ovid, what did Gechzi do that it should be considered that he was a choyto machtas rabbim? Ikadamri evin shavis ta'al al chattas yirovim v'midah ben shemayim l'oritz. We've learned many times that Yirovim ben Nevat made two avodah zarah, one in the north of Eretz Yisrael and one in the south of Eretz Yisrael, Dan and Be'er Sheva. And that was what he was trying to do was trying, what he was trying to do was he was trying to get people to worship the avodah zarah instead of being oil regal. What Gechzi did to strengthen what Yirovim did is that he put a magnet up on top of the avodah zarah, and that caused that the avodah zarah should be suspended in the air, causing people to believe that it really had power. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that even though it was made out of gold, and gold doesn't go up with a magnet, he covered it with metal that it should go in, that it should be able to be suspended. Vikad Amri, Shem Chok Bepiya, he put a Shem Hashem in the mouth of these Avodah Zorah. Vayisa Machrezes Vaymeres, Anoichi Vlayilcha, it was, so to speak, announcing, I am God. Vikad Amri Rabbanan Dachim Kamei, there were Tamidim that wanted to learn Torah by Elisha, and whoever would come, he would chase them away. And Elisha was not even aware of this. Shenema, the pasuk says, after Gechzi was chased away, all of a sudden, there wasn't enough room in the base medrash. Bechlal, that I shall have tzar, because he would used to chase away the Talmidim. Tanaban al oilam, tei small doichav yimim ekarevis. As much as we have to chase away people who don't do what's right, on the other hand, we should chase them away with the weaker hand, with the left hand. For yimim ekarevis, we should use the right hand to be mekarev them, to draw them closer. And what we learn from here is that even if a Talmud deserves to be punished, a Rebbe has to show warmth to his Talmud. And because if the Rebbe will show this warmth to this Talmud, it may be able to turn him around. But the Chasam Sofer says that it doesn't apply that when in a situation where the Talmud there's a concern that this Talmud who's not behaving properly will influence the other Talmidim. If there's a concern that not only is this person not behaving as he should behave, but he may end up being a negative influence. He may be a negative influence on the other Talmidim. That changes the entire situation. Like Elisha, don't act like Elisha, that he chased away Gechzi with Shtei Yadayim. Gechzi d'ksiv, as the pasuk says by Gechzi, v'yoyman naman hoyel v'kach kaborim. He says, the pasuk says, v'kach kikorim, v'yitza v'yotza kikorim kesef. V'yoyman lov Elisha me'ayin Gechzi, v'yoyman loy holach avdach ono v'onom, v'yoyman loy l'bei holach. Even though I'm here, I didn't go to see what you did. Kashahofach ish me'al makafta l'krasecha, ha'is l'kachas ha'kasev, v'l'kachas b'godim v'zeisim v'kramim v'tzoyin v'bokim v'avodim v'shvachas. The story goes that we know that Naaman was a general of Aram, and he became a metzora. And because he became a metzora, he was advised to go to Elisha. And Elisha told him to, as we'll see, Elisha told him to go to the Yarden and wash himself 7 times, which he did, and then he wanted to pay Elisha for this, and he refused. And what happened was, then Gehazi went and told him that Gehazi was upset that he refused, and Gehazi went and took from Naaman. But the pasuk here describes all the things that he took. And the question is, he didn't take all that much. And that's the question the Gemara explains. So I saw the Imri Emes asks, our Gemara says, L'olam, you have small duch v'min mekarevis. But he says, by Pesach, we know that the Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hakeshinov. Why Hakeshinov? Why should we completely chase him away? Our Gemara is saying that we should try always to still try to be makar of him. So the Imri Emes used to say that if somebody is so distant from Klal Yisrael that he doesn't even believe in Pesach, that is an individual that we can't help. And that's why by the Seder to the Rosh, we say Hakas Rosh. So ask the Gemara, as we just said, Mishaka Kulehai, the Gehazi take all of this that we just explained. But Kesem Megodim Hudashakal, all he took was just clothing and silver. Amar Ravitzah Ba'isa Shahai Elisha Yoshev Adarish V'Shemana Shrotzim. Elisha was given a shear in Shemana Shrotzim. V'Naman Tsar Tzorei Melech Aram Hayim Metzorah, as we discussed, the Naman, the general of Aram, was Metzorah. Amar Lahi Ravisa Dishtoy Me'aram Yisrael. There was this girl who was brought from Eretz Yisrael and worked in the home of Naman. He also slept Gabi Elisha. If you go to Elisha, Masilach, he will heal you. Kiyos Amalei, when he came, Elisha told him, Zil Tfal B'Yardin, go to the Yardin. Amalei, Achuch Kamechachsli, you're making a joke of me. Is that going to be able to heal me? Amalei, Hanada Havei B'Adei, those were with him, said to him, My Nafkel Chaminei, go try, Zil Nasei, go try. Oswald Tavel B'Yadin, he went to the Yad of Itz, and he got better. Also, Isley called Hani the Nocket. He brought all these objects that are identified in the Pasuk to as a gift to Elisha. Letzovel Kabulimine, and Elisha refused to accept them. Gehazi, if the Mekame Elisha, Gehazi left Elisha. Also, Shokel Mai the Shokel, he took whatever he took, the Afkid, and he put him in his home. When Gehazi now comes back to Elisha, he saw that Gehazi became a Metzora. Amalei, Rasha, and he says to him, is the time that you're supposed to take the schar for learning Perek Shemana Shrotzim come in this time? You're not supposed to take it. And therefore he cursed him. And he said, he became a Metzora. And I saw the Mashah explains, Elisha wanted to make a point. He wanted to make a point to Naaman that we don't get well, we don't get sick, only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we don't deserve to get paid because it's only what Hashem wants. By Gehazi taking this, it changed everything. The pasuk says in there, "Vaba Anoshim Mitzrayim Pesach Hashar." They came; they were sitting there when Aram came to attack Klal Yisrael. Whose were those people? Amar Rav Yochanan. The people that were there were Gehazi v'Shlosha Banav. Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Yetzer, when somebody has the Yetzer to have relations. Tinoik, a child, the kid, isha, and we speak about a woman. In all these situations, tei small doich of yimin mikarevis. If somebody won't have any interest in having relations, he'll never have children. And on the other hand, if he does it too much, it'll be the other way. And the same thing with a child and a woman. We have to be very careful, as we're discussing in our shiurim, that how we treat them. And if we treat them too strictly, a So the Chassidish Sfarim explain that the Yumin represents the Midas Harachmim, and the small represents the Midas Adin. And we have to be most careful not to keep the proper balance between the two. Tana Banan, Shlosh Cholam Chol Elisha. Elisha got sick 3 times. Achad Ashigibra Dumin Betinoikis. There were children who were taunting him, and that's why he brought beers on them. Echad Shadachal Gechsi B'Shtei Yudayim. And the next thing was because he chased away Gechsi. Echad Shemesboy. And then he died. Shnev Elisha Chol Escholyoy. Says the Gemara, Ad Avram Avinu, Ad Avram, till the time of Avram, there was nobody who was old. Called the Chazal Avram, anybody who saw Avram would say, Hi Yitzchak, would assume that it must be Yitzchak, because Avram and Yitzchak looked the same. By Avram, Rachmid al Havilei Zikna, Avram davened that he should look like an old man. Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram was an old man, and people, and even though by Avram and Yitzchak, I saw the Mepharshim explain, it wouldn't be so terrible that people will make mistake between Avram and Yitzchak, because they were both the same, both of the same mindset. But in future generations, it won't necessarily be that way. Ad Yaakov lo have a chulsha. Tell Yaakov Avinu, there was never anybody who got sick. By Rachmav have a chulsha. Your father is sick. So the Mepharshim asks, the Gemara says that regarding Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu had a stone around his neck, and whoever saw it got well. But now the Gemara says nobody was sick in that time. So the Mepharshim answer that Tosfos explains that till Yaakov, the only time somebody got sick was if he got into an accident. But when he came, there was a situation that people got sick, even naturally got sick. Why is it important, explained the Mepharshim, for somebody to get sick? So I saw the Mepharshim explain the reason it's so important for that to happen is because he should be able to tell his children what he wants. And there's a discussion actually in the Sefer Mavi, in the Mavi Yavik, is it appropriate for one's children to be called to the bed of a person who's about to die or not? And he says that it depends. If the children will be able to control themselves and they will not cause that the father should not be in the proper frame of mind as he's leaving the world, then there's a point that they should be there. And that's why Yaakov Avinu became sick, because Yaakov Avinu's children, the Shvatim, were individuals who knew how to react in such a situation. Otherwise, it's better not. Says the Gemara, Ad Elisha, lo have inish cholosh de miftach. Until the time of Elisha, there was never a situation where somebody who got ill and got better. People would get ill, and they would know they would pass away. V'os Elisha boy rach mivispach. Elisha came, and he davened that he should get better. Shenema, Elisha, cholas cholish yomisboy. So it turns out that he was sick other times, but other times, Baruch Hashem, he got healthy.